Big show tonight. Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Co Wetzel back with us. Co, how you doing, man?
My dude, I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You look good, man. And I'm starting to put together that maybe it's because you've been sober for a few days.
I have been sober for a few days. We're out here in El Paso cutting the new record. Went in to do some vocals. It wasn't top tier. So they said, you know, you got to put the bottle down and sleep for a couple of days. So like I told you earlier, I've been shaking like a leaf, but I feel a lot better. And voice is starting to come back a little bit.
Is this gonna change you, man? Are you gonna be able to chill out a little bit now, do you think? Like you're gonna pace yourself more, or is this just no until the record's done and then we're cranking it back up?
You know, for my New Year's resolution, it should have been that to calm down a little bit. And I think I just kind of upped it all the way until I got here. And then, Kimball, my producer, he was like, hey, you better chill out until this record's done, dude. You have to. I was like, all right, bet.
Dang.
I don't know. Who knows? It might carry over. I might change a new leaf and y'all might see a new Co Wetzel, man.
I'm excited. You know what I did for January? I made it up. I did no candy January.
Really?
Yeah, because I ate way too much. I've eaten like 3 bags of candy. But normally it'd be a lot more than that. So I've cut way down. I've cut way back. We're both making sacrifices here, Co, is what I'm getting at.
Hey, man, look at us.
All right, if you missed it, Co Wetzel, you are currently in El Paso. You're working on your next album. We're looking at a pretty quick turnaround on this. I know you haven't cut the vocals yet, waiting for the voice to heal up. But
yeah, we got in here, man. We were kind of worried whenever we got in. We didn't think that we were going to have enough songs for it, or we're going to have to get out here and write a lot more than we expected. But we got out here, man, and the songs came together really fast. The instruments are pretty much done. We're just tweaking instruments right now, waiting on my voice to heal. But yeah, man, the record's pretty much done almost. And we're excited, dude. We're hoping for a very quick turnaround as soon as we get it mixed and mastered and get it out to all y'all. So
nice, man. We're excited for it. New Co Wetzel music, spring, summer?
I don't know, man. You know me. I might drop it tomorrow.
You're going to go in the studio tonight and record it all.
Yeah, record it all
Sunday,
and then I'll send you everything. You can play it all tomorrow.
Nice, I'm on board with it. Iko, you recently announced a massive 32-date North American headlining tour. It's going to run from March through July. You're going to make stops in New York, Philadelphia, Boston. What are you most excited about this tour? Are you playing in some place you haven't been before?
Yeah, well, we haven't hit Northeast in a long time. So, man, Boston, Pittsburgh, like you said, New York, all those places. Tickets are flying off the shelf really quick, so it's really crazy, you know, to us. I mean, I didn't even know that they knew who we were up there. So for tickets to be going as quick as they are, man, we're just really excited to be back on the road. We've been off the road for like 2.5-3 months. We're about to lose our minds, so we're just excited to get on stage again.
What's the how big is the venue that you're playing in? Is it New York City or New York State?
New York City. I think it's 4,000.
Are you filling it up?
Tickets are going really quick, man.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know, man. I think the last time we played in New York, I think we might have had, I don't know, maybe 200 people. To be able to play a room that big in New York is awesome. And then just to have people coming out of the woodworks for it is even better, man.
Co Wetzel with us tonight. Co, what's going on with you guys and Ric Flair, man? Are you guys like hanging out all the time now? Is that your homie? You guys boys?
he was probably one of the coolest dudes you could ever be around, man. We flew to Tampa, picked him up, flew from Tampa to New Orleans, watched the Cowboy game with him. He was everything you'd expect Ric Flair to be.
So you guys hopped on the PJ, took off to Tampa Bay, picked up Ric Flair, and then flew back to New Orleans for the Cowboys game. So you guys went out of your way. You went out of your way to pick him up. How did this even get set up?
Well, we were initially supposed to go down to Tampa Bay and hang out with him for a day. And then fly out the next morning, but we had some stuff come up, and so unfortunately we couldn't get down there until the next day. So
okay, so then he's like, I'll just roll with you guys. Wheels up.
He's like, I'm not going to meet you there now. Now you still got to come pick me up. You know.
So how does this relationship start?
So Chris Randolph, our good buddy from Abilene, he does a lot of stuff with the Dallas Cowboys, and he was in Ric Flair. He was the best man in Ric Flair's wedding, one of his weddings.
Nice.
So they're really good buddies, and he was like, hey, y'all want to go to the Cowboys game with Rick and us? And I was like, Ric Flair? He's like, yeah. I was like, no, man, I'm going to be way too busy that day.
Right.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
So were you guys listening to your music? Were you like pulling out your phone and be like, yo, Rick, check this out, man?
No, Dre was actually a lot more excited than I was. You know, Dre's a huge wrestling fan.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so he was drooling the whole time. But no, me and Rick were kicking it and drinking some Michelob Ultras and having a good time.
Nice. Any words of wisdom that he imparted on you? Ric Flair to Coe Wetzel, any words of wisdom?
No, he just kept going, woo.
Just constantly?
So the whole night, that's all we were doing. Somebody would give us a drink, and we'd just look at each other and go, woo.
Coe Wetzel on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Coe, thank you so much for taking some time out of the studio to be on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The new album that you're working on right now, you tweeted out, you said, this record isn't country music, nor my dive into country music, which you're talking about a full-length country album that you've promised everybody. This is not that. This is not that.
This is not that record.
When are we getting the full country album?
So, yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. So... So we're gonna cut this record, and then as soon as we get done with it, we're gonna start working on the country record.
Nice.
So this record was kind of not my departure from the sound that we've been making for the last 10 years, but it's kind of let's see what we can come up with and kind of finalize the sound that we've been making, you know, for the last couple of years. And so we're just, you know, we're throwing out all the stops on this record. Like I told you earlier, it's a more alternative Southern rock, heavier rock than what we're used to. But I wanted this record to be that before I started making my country music.
Nice.
This record does have a lot of country sounding songs on it, but overall, man, it's more of an alternative record. Yeah, I just wanted to go in and kind of give everybody something to chew on before they got the full country record.
Something to get everybody talking.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're definitely, I'm sure once, I mean, I haven't heard it either, but you know, once Coe releases another alternative record here, fully alternative rock, Southern rock thing, people are going to go crazy.
Yeah. And and on the record, the very last song on the record, you'll get a teaser of the country record.
Nice. So, nice.
It's only like a half a song, but you'll get the teaser of it.
Is there going to be skits on this one?
There's a couple of skits. It's just more or less me talking and just kind of giving an insight. So it's not going to be Harold Solheim with the principals talking to you.
If you ever need a voice man for skits, I got microphones right here. I'll be happy to cut anything you need.
I was about to say, I might need a Buddy Logan skit on mine.
Dude, I'm on board. I'm on board for that. Coe, late last year, we found out that not one, but two of your songs have been certified gold. The first, a no-brainer, February 28, 2016, and no real fan's going to be surprised about the second gold song, Something to Talk About. How was it when you got the news that you had two gold, not one, but two gold records?
I think I called my mom up and was like, Mom and Pops, I was like, hey, y'all ain't gonna believe this, but you know, we had some songs go gold. I think the craziest thing of it was, though, is we recorded those songs in a bathroom.
Right.
So that was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of a dream come true, man. As an artist, you kind of always look forward to, you know, your songs doing the best they can, but to have that recognition and to have something on the wall forever about it, it's really cool. You know, I've always said, you know, I don't care about the awards or anything about that. It's always been about the music. But whenever you do get that kind of recognition, it makes you feel good, man.
For sure. Like a little mile marker along the way.
Absolutely.
What'd your mom say when you told her you got a gold record?
Oh, she started crying, dude.
Yeah. That's nice.
She's a huge fan of the show. So hi, Julie Mama, if you're listening, I love you.
She's listening every week. She's every live week. Live tweeting the show. Talking about your new album, which is going to be more alternative sound. Your mom, though, Coe, is a big traditional country music fan. What does she think about your exploration in music? Is she just happy that you're being successful?
Yeah, no, she's always been supportive, man. She just likes to hear me sing and play music and do what I love. So she's excited about it. She's my number one fan. So no matter what I put out, she loves it.
What's your favorite song of yours?
I don't know. I think
we'll spin it.
I can't ask her that because she tells me that they're all her favorites. I think she's just lying to me.
Yeah,
bro.
She's lying. She's lying. She's never even listened to one of your songs. She actually hates Coe Wetzel music.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a bigger Parker McCollum.
Right, right, right. All right, let's do some Parker for Mama Wetzel. We got more with Co coming up. Co, you are a huge Cowboys fan. We're not going to talk about the Cowboys. It will be at least another year, though, before we drink the Mad Dog 2020 that you left here.
Dude, I honestly thought I was going to text you and be like, dude, get ready to drink that. But I didn't want to jinx us.
I was thinking that, too.
Dude, that's going to be rank. When was that from?
It's at least 4 years old. And Co gave me a bottle of MD 2020, and it said, we'll drink this when the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. And that was probably 4 years ago. I don't know how long MD 2020 lasts.
Dude,
but we're pushing its limits.
It's fermenting this whole time. It's like, we probably drink half of it, we're going to pass out.
Die.
Yeah.
So we won't talk about that. Did you hear this? I heard somebody talking about this, and it was very interesting, talking about the Cowboys. What would you think about this? Dak Prescott for Russell Wilson. And some draft picks,
man.
Of course.
I'm Dak.
Dak's your boy. Dak's your boy. 100%. Dak's your boy.
Absolutely.
All right. Can't argue with that. I mean, you can, but.
Yeah, you can, but I don't want to talk about it.
Co, how devastating was it to first be announced as part of the eclectic lineup for Posty Fest 2021, which was going to be at AT&T Stadium where your Cowboys play, only to have it canceled last year?
Man, it was pretty tough. We were all excited about, you know, just getting the offer to be on the stage with all those awesome artists, you know. And whenever we got the call that it was canceled, we might have drank a little bit more than usual that night.
Yeah.
But hopefully maybe get the offer again next year and we'll see what goes on and get all this COVID stuff behind us and be able to get back on stage with those guys.
I think I know the answer to this, but I got to ask, any movement on a possible Co-Wetzel Post Malone collaboration?
No movement yet.
No movement yet. No movement yet. We'll take it. We'll take it. I have to make one request of you, and it's not even hard. Please keep tweeting. Never stop tweeting. We got a story up at Radio Texas Live inside the Radio Texas Live app. Co-Wetzel's best and most head-scratching tweets of 2021, and he got like 150,000 page views. So thank you. You're sending us page views. Never stop tweeting. In fact, if you could pick it up a little bit, that'd be great.
I know. I feel like most of my tweets come from like 11 at night to 4 in the morning.
That's true. Have you since you're not drinking right now, resting your vocal cords, getting ready to record for the new album, are you tweeting less? So I guess you are. I was just looking. There haven't been as many tweets.
Yeah. I'm tweeting less. I'm actually been out here. I've been trying to just focus a lot on the record and trying to stay off social media as much as possible. But yeah, as soon as the record's done, you'll have a plethora of tweets coming your way, I promise.
Nice. And if you guys want to read Co-Wetzel's best and most head-scratching tweets of 2021, you can check that out, radiotexaslive.com and inside your Radio Texas Live mobile app.
Or don't.
Or don't. All right, let's talk about Junk Driving. Power Ballad might have been a bit controversial when you first released it because folks were like, oh, he's glorifying drunk driving. But if you listen to the song, you know that's not what it does. And then once you release the music video, it kind of changed all of it. It brought a new level of meaning to a song that would already punch you in your gut. It went from a song that a lot of folks assumed was about driving drunk to a song about the devastations of drunk driving. Was that by design? Was this all part of your plan when you wrote the song?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I said in the interview right before we even put the record out that I wasn't condoning drunk driving at all. You know, I've known people who have passed from drunk driving. I've lost a lot of good dear friends from it. So I know what kind of, like you said, devastation that brings. So it was just kind of, just a ballad for people that have gone through the same stuff that I have to, you know, kind of sit back on and find some kind of comfort in if they can. But Columbia and a lot of other people weren't wanting me to put the song on the record because of what other people might think of it. But it was one of those that I felt needed to go on the record, and it turned out to be one of our biggest songs. So
nice. And with the music video, it's a great video. Did you come up with the idea for it? Was that you? Did you guys collaborate on it? Did you get with somebody?
Yeah. So me and Patrick Tohill out of Nashville, he kind of asked, you know, what I wanted to do with it, and then he kind of came up with the script for it. So shout out to Patrick out in Nashville, man. He's phenomenal to work with. Me and him got together and kind of made the vision happen. So it turned out great, man.
Nice. Co, always appreciate your time, man. Good catching up.
No, man. Thank you so much for having me, buddy, man. It's been good catching up with you. It's been too long. need to get together for too long, bro.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm going to say this, man, because you look good right now. And it is because you haven't been drinking. I never even fully realized it before. You look good. You look good, Co. And you seem better right now. It's good to see you like this.
I feel good, man. I'm going to keep it up. We're going to make this record happen. And we're going to continue all this during 2022.
Be on the lookout. New Co Wetzel music soonish.
Soonish, man. Very soonish.
And the first song that you cut and put together is coming to Radio Texas Live.
Yes, sir. You'll be the first. Yes. Always.
Awesome, man. Well, good catching up.
Take care.